Check-in speeds up at the Suvarnabhumi Airport for travelers. Thailand will now provide birth control for women in the country, and a lot more stories from around the country here on today's Good Morning Thailand.
Hello, I'm Jay.
I am Maddie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I actually had a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, yeah.
Before we start. Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. This show is brought to you by Andamanda Water Park. We've got quite a few topics to talk about, some of the headlines around Thailand, so thank you for joining us here on a Monday morning. Starting with, you're going to have a speedier journey next time you travel out of Thailand, because guess what? Thailand's come up with a new PVS check-in system that's not only going to make it faster, but also safer next time you travel using Suvarnabhumi Airport in Bangkok. Now, what is a PVS system, you ask, Nettie?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. It is called a passenger validation system. So basically what's going to happen is that it's just going to be more efficient and it's going to be a lot safer when you do travel. It's just going to be a system that's going to check the validity of your boarding pass.
I see.
It's going to have your travel information just to make sure you're the right person traveling. You're not using a fake boarding pass or fraud, you know, you're a fraudster trying to get into areas that you're not supposed to be in.
I think it's already implemented for Thai people, but not for foreigners, this system.
Yes and no. Now, so for example, this is going to be both for international travelers and domestic travelers. Mm-hmm. International travel generally is a lot more safer, but for domestic travel, if you're traveling outside, right? So I can print my boarding pass at home. I could Photoshop it if I really wanted to. And I could go to the airport and I could get through the first initial screening just to get near the baggage area and into the terminal. Mm. They don't actually scan
Your boarding pass. They just check.
They check your boarding pass with your ID. They just check the date, check the name, and then you're pretty much in. Yes, you won't be able to get into the plane, basically, like, you know, because there's another additional security check. But to speed up the initial process, the airport kind of made a system where they just have security guards checking the basic information if you're supposed to be there. And, yeah, people can sometimes come up with fake boarding passes. I don't know for what exactly, for what purpose, to have the brilliant, amazing food in the terminals, possibly. But no more, starting September the 1st.
Safer. Mm. Well, that's good.
Yes. The new systems will bring Bangkok's main airport up to international standards in passenger security, requiring passengers to go through an automated screening process at kiosks. There's going to be about, I believe, 11 on the fourth floor, which is the departing
This is only at Suvarnabhumi, right?
That is right. This is starting at Suvarnabhumi Airport.
Okay.
What do we feel about this?
That's good. I feel it's safer. It's a more international standard, like they said.
Yes.
Mm. Yes, which is good.
It'll be fast and accurate. Mm-hmm. There will be people around. So if you're worried that, oh, I don't know how to use this, is there going to be someone around? Yes, there will be people around helping you out. Mm. And most of the times there are. It's not like that system where you're like, oh, I'm going to go there and there's no one going to be there to help me. Suvarnabhumi's improved a lot, especially in the last 10 years.
You have traveled a bit, right, recently?
I've traveled a little bit. Have I?
You went to Phuket.
Oh, domestic travel, yes.
Yeah. So what's the process recently? Was it like inconvenient? Was it a lot of people?
Oh, no, it's
extremely
fast.
Yeah.
There's no inconvenience. You can just, because you don't even have to go to the check-in counter, because if you don't have any check-in luggage, I just arrive at the airport, put in my booking. There's a kiosk, put in my booking number, print out my boarding pass, go through the first security. They just check my ID, my boarding pass, go through first security, go through the second security. I'm in. The whole entire process from the check-in to the plane would take maybe 10 minutes, and that's because it's a little bit of a walk. That's the only reason.
Okay.
But yeah, this is just going to make things a bit safer. And safer is always better at the airport.
I agree.
And, you know, during crowded times, and if there are too many people, you just scan, and go through.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a good scan? Right?
Yeah.
Anyways, anyone with questions, once again, can call 1722 to speak with Suvarnabhumi Airport's call center. Good luck with that. All right, moving on to our next topic. You actually have an update on former Prime Minister.
Who is now Defense Minister So many of you might wonder, after the Constitutional Court verdict last Wednesday, where they asked the Prime Minister to pause and not work as a Prime Minister anymore, while the matter of his 8 years tenure is still considered by the court. So many of you wonder, when will the answer come out? When will we know? So according to experts, we will know the answer the soonest in 30 days. So there is a 15-day window for former Prime Minister Prayut to submit evidence and documentation to support his case, and another 15 days or more for the court's deliberation. So he have maximum, okay, at least not maximum, 30 days to, try to appeal. And the Constitutional Court will allow General Prayut to present whatever he has or whatever he thinks could help him with the case. And then we will see what the verdict is. And many of you might wonder what will happen to General Prayut, who is now the caretaker. He is the acting prime minister as of right now. And how long can he stay in the position also depends on the court's verdict. So we'll have to see in 30 days, and we'll keep you up to date.
All right. And once again, you can always find the latest information on thetiger.com. Should I do one more story before we go to the break?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's about the Bao Tang app.
Ooh. Good. Thai people love it.
Yeah.
Do you?
By the way.
Okay. Well,
do you use it sometimes?
Before. Not now.
All right. Continue.
Sorry.
Well, good news for women around Thailand. The Bao Tang app provides free birth control from the
good.
NHSL.
Okay.
That's right. The Thai government is addressing unwanted pregnancy in the country, and it's going to provide free birth control for women around Thailand. You have to be a Thai lady, obviously, mm-hmm. Thai national citizen, and you can order it up to 13 times in a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right, in case you lose one, I guess. It's only 12 months in a year, last time I checked. But you can, because the contraceptive pills last you basically a month. You can order up to 13 times a year between the ages of 15 to 59.
Okay.
That's right. The campaign was created to try and slow the frequency of unintentional and unwanted pregnancies, which has actually been on the rise since 2016. Birth control campaign is being launched by the National Health Security Office. So ladies, if you would like to get some birth control, you now can using the Bao Tang app.
It's not just good news for ladies, it's also good news for men as
because you
have dual responsibility there, I feel.
And I just want to talk about the Bao Tang app a little bit. I think it's very popular amongst locals because it's the way that the government connects with the people through all their campaigns. Like, let's say the 50-50 campaign where they pay half of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they also gave out free ATK tests through the Bao Tang app as well.
Okay.
So Bao Tang app is basically a necessity for Thai people.
Mm. Right. It's been quite successful so far.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you register, you can actually order up to 3 packs of contraceptive pills at the time.
Uh-huh.
And for those of you who are less tech savvy, that's okay because you can actually go and collect it in person as well.
Convenient.
You can you can order and pick it up in person with hospitals and medical centers that are registered under the NHSO.
Okay.
That's right. So good news for people who want birth control.
Yes. Yay. Okay.
And those are some of the updates before we take a quick break. Please do join us after the break because we've got some interesting stories coming up, including snakes are a problem and Natty's continued obsession with drugs. So you'll find out more after the break. Welcome back. This show is brought to you by Andamanda Water Park. Visit Andamanda Water Park if you'd like a nice sunny day out enjoying slides. You know, I told my dad about this and he was asking me, are there slides for both adults and kids? And I said, well, there's actually one for toddlers, a designated area just for little toddlers where parents can go with them. Then there are some slides, you know, maybe more for kids, but definitely some amazing slides for adults.
Mm.
It was actually designed by the people who did, I believe, Disneyland.
Yes, correct.
That's right. So there's something out there for everyone. Visit Andamanda Water Park in Katu next time you travel to Phuket.
Yeah.
For a wet and sunny day out.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, and I'd also like to thank Breath Inspired. Thank you very much for being a Tiger member. We appreciate you.
Wow, thank you.
And your support. Nice. And he's Breath Inspired.
Breath Inspired.
Yeah, breathe in from your nose and breathe out from your
mouth. Can I just say, yes. Breath Inspired, if this is Stuart and Gam, hello. We did a Wim Hof video and at the Breathe Inspired facility. So I think it is
them.
It could be them.
Thank you very much for the support.
Yes. And for those viewers who are wondering what I'm talking about, stick by, because on Saturday we're going to launch a Wim Hof method video.
Yes. Natty's really into health these days.
Yeah, I am.
She is.
For our next story, Natty and her obsession with drugs.
Oh, no.
Please.
Health.
It's health. It's healthy.
And wellness.
Yes.
So we all know that we, how do you say this? Like, we legalized cannabis to some extent. And now good news for people who like that kind of stuff, because we further legalized Kratom as well.
That's right.
Now, for those of you who do not know what Kratom is, it's a Southeast Asian plant and it's native here. And it's used as a mild stimulant and painkiller.
Okay.
Now, the law, the Kratom Act of 2022, allows people now to sell Kratom-based products in foods and beverages. Oh. Before that, they only allowed you to sell Kratom in the form of plants and leaves only.
Yeah.
So now you can kind of mix it into food and sell it to people. But beware, do not sell it to people who are pregnant, lactating, or breastfeeding, right?
Okay.
So those are the people you can't sell them to, or underage kids. Anybody under 18, it's still illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the new law comes with some restrictions, however. It prohibits the import and export of Kratom leaves without approval from the Narcotics Control Board. Those who import or export without the permission risk a maximum fine of up to 1 year or 100,000 baht, or both. And it's also illegal, as I said, to sell it to people who are under 18. If you do, then you face a fine of up to 30,000 baht. And people also will not be allowed to sell Kratoms in schools, dormitories, or public parks. And if you do, the maximum fine is 50,000 baht. Now, do you know that actually Kratom has been used wildly down deep south in Thailand as a recreational?
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah.
Nam Kratom.
Nam Kratom, right? Yeah. And there's actually like a very famous Kratom drink. I'm not promoting it, just but it's a little bit of a fun background for you. It's called 4x100. And the reason why it's called 4x100 is because it's a cocktail mixed out of like really weird ingredients. Number one, obviously, they have the Kratom brew, the tea itself. Then they have cough syrup.
Oh.
And then they have an energy drink. Typically, they put M150 in it.
Okay.
But the last one is something that blows my mind. You know the fluorescent or light bulbs?
Yeah.
They take out like, how do you call it? Like the insides of it, and then they mix it into that drink. And apparently
is it safe?
It's not safe.
So euthanization in Thailand is illegal.
But apparently it gives you a lot of high, a lot of buzz, and you don't walk normal afterwards.
I mean,
and they kind of like to do that recreational.
After hearing the ingredients, I'm not surprised.
Ever heard of the Wild Wild South?
Yeah.
That's a whole new movie in itself.
Right.
So basically, Kratom lovers and Kratom users felt that they weren't feeling enough love looking at all the cannabis infused food. So basically now you can make Kratom infused food and products.
Basically it kind of has similar effects to cannabis itself. It's just like a plant that is native to Southeast Asia, which I think it's nice. I mean, like, if you have to kind of import buds from California or whatever, why not just use a plant that's already naturally grown here that can give the same benefits? However, the government is worried that people will use it recreationally. So hopefully this time they're going to put in good rules that people only use it for medical purposes only. And we'll see how that rolls out.
Mm. Yeah. You can see it if you're down south. I don't see it much in Bangkok, but if you're down south, you see a random pickup truck just parked on the side of the road with just Kratom, like Kratom leaves. And you can buy it per kg.
Yeah, it doesn't taste
depending on how much you use, yes. And it can be used in the right way, and it can also be used in the wrong way.
Mm.
All right, moving on to our next topic, something our editor Jason would definitely disagree with. He's a reptile lover. But this is our next topic, which I can only call as snakes. They're a problem.
And in Bangkok. Did you know that snakes are a problem in Bangkok? Have you ever imagined that before?
No.
I would have not imagined that.
Right? No. So according to Bangkok's 199 hotline, they have been receiving a call every 15 minutes wow. from members of the public asking them to help deal with snakes which have entered their homes, which averages to more than 100 cases a day. Whoa. Isn't that mind-blowing?
100 yeah. cases of snakes yeah,
per day
in Bangkok.
Yeah.
But Bangkok is big, though. So I'm thinking, like, they're not in Asok area or Tonglo area. They must be, like, outside.
Yeah. So the figures were released after a Bangkok resident recently, I think on Friday, posted a picture online of a large boa constrictor hanging from a tree in Dindang district, spurring a strong response in the neighborhood and saying that it's not safe. How can a huge snake be hanging in the middle of the streets? So they went to ask the rescuers and ask how common this is. So the rescuers are saying that despite 200 calls are made daily requesting assistance with pests, such as snakes, also water monitors are especially during the rainy season, and wasps apparently is another problem in Bangkok. So, but snakes make up half of the calls. So why is there a problem in Bangkok? Because people don't eat snakes here in Bangkok. This is according to experts. They say that people in Bangkok don't eat snakes. Therefore, there is no predator. So they could just easily find food like dogs, cats, or chickens that is like widely spread. So that's why they're abundant. And it's also during the rainy season where they're mostly coming out. So yeah, that's another fun story. Not really fun, but it's like a fun fact for you that Bangkok has snakes problems.
Right.
So if we ate them, it wouldn't be as much of a problem.
It's just to why. People are asking.
Do your part, Natty. Do your part.
I will. I don't mind.
Do it for your people. Do it for the public.
I can't eat all the 100 snakes, though. I've never.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm curious.
Natty.
Sarah's not approving this.
In a corner somewhere, Jason's looking like horrified at one
hiding his snakes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we'll be taking your questions, members. So if you do have any questions, and if you haven't asked yet on any of the topics we've spoken about, please leave them in the chat now, and the voice of God will address them. So we'll be back right after this. Conversation and have your voice heard. Discuss the issues, share information, and get information. Tiger Talk is where you keep in touch with everything Thailand. Go to thetiger.com/talk. Welcome back.
No. Sorry.
As Natty reduces her volume and watches the YouTube live stream, it's now time to address your questions, comments, and feedback, members. Before we do that, actually, last week, PG Santa told us about a man called Carl Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he's a YouTuber. We searched him up, and he does travel documentaries on YouTube. Very successful YouTuber. And he traveled to Thailand, and he actually reacted to the fact that we had no idea who he was.
Yeah, I saw the video you guys opened.
We did. And firstly, I would like to say that was very well done, Carl. If you're watching, it's probably not. But if you are watching, Carl, it was very well done. He did like a little bit about how we had no clue who he was. And but now we do, Carl. And we did comment on his video. Thank you very much for that. And we hope you had a good time in Thailand. I don't know if you're still here, but look forward to hopefully meeting you in the future. There were also some comments, and I'm going to hide away from it. There were some comments after we commented. There were some comments underneath talking about some people just being haters. And I just want them to know as well, haters, if you're watching, I'm so glad you're not here anymore. Moving on.
Yep.
Everybody has trolls, right?
Yeah,
and we've tried our best to get rid of as many trolls as we can. And it takes me pleasure to see that they're somewhere else now, hating on someone else, because they've got to move on because they have no life. Let's take some comments and feedback from some of our members. Enter the chat. The voice of God.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Well done. Hi. Well
Why
done,
do you
Carmel.
Pause? It
She's
makes me
back.
Anxious of when to say hello.
She's back after her adventures on Friday.
Yes. Adventures. That's what I had. Anyways, the first comment, it's not related to what you guys talked about today, but I wanted to address it. PG Santa said, I'm tired of my Thai sucking. Anyone have a good experience with an online program or application to get better with Thai?
I have a couple of expat friends, actually, and they use, this is a free plug almost, but there's this girl called Banana Thai or something, and apparently she's really good. Do you know her personally?
Yeah, I know her personally.
Yeah, yeah. She's pretty cool. Good. Yeah. So in case you want to...
Banana Thai?
Yeah,
Banana Thai. Oh. So look her up. You can do Zoom classes with her as well.
She's very fun and entertaining as
right.
well.
Is she a YouTuber?
Yeah, a bit, yeah. Yeah, she does YouTube.
She's just Thai. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is from a comment from Thailand Found. Question, Carmel, be sure to bring up Natty's comedy night. How was your improv night?
Oh, it was so much fun.
It was very good.
Aww. And Jay got roasted.
I did get roasted, yeah. So we went to the comedy club Bangkok.
Yes.
And saw one Natty Warisa doing her improv with her colleagues. And it was a great night, wasn't it?
It was. It
what
was
a night.
So much
what a
fun. Night.
I'm so happy
And it
you
was all improv, and it wasn't planned. And I think it was, what, Cards Against
and
Humanity improv?
Yeah.
It was really cool. And then at the end, they did an improv, because there was quite. There's a couple of people from
The Tiger.
And we were very privileged and blessed that they took a moment to address the fact that we were there.
Yeah.
And they did a improv session on Jay's
on
day
in the life of Jay.
Day in the life of Jay.
It was so accurate.
It was hilarious. It was such a good night. It was such a good night. We all had a great time. Everyone there was in great spirits and great mood. So big shout out to Comedy Club Bangkok and everyone involved in that.
Also, can I just give a big shout out to Henry Kim as well?
Oh yeah, Henry Kim.
Such a dedicated audience member on The Tiger and like a personal fan of ours as well. Like,
Tiger
thank you.
Henry Kim, thank you for coming.
It was nice seeing you.
Oh, he was there at the improv?
Yes, he was.
Oh, nice.
Hi, Henry.
Sorry, what was your colleague's name, the one that was the host?
Oh, Drew McCready.
Drew.
So good.
Drew was awesome.
Oh, he's so
hilarious
good.
Guy.
I'm going to bring him on for a podcast. Cool. And he said yes. So
that's nice. Oh,
yeah.
Well, Drew, we hope to see you here soon on Tiger. Thank you for an amazing night for all of us. All right. Any more questions?
Yes, for the topic about Bangkok Airport speeding up its check-in system, Marky Mark said, I don't even mind waiting a few extra minutes if security is increased. I've already waited over 3 years to come back to Thailand. So a few more minutes is nothing.
Fair. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Mm. For the next comment, it was about the legalized Kratom plant. Mm. Sick Puppy said, a stimulant and painkiller. What could go wrong?
Well, you have to use it in the right dosage. That's why the government's like trying to kind of, how to call it, like put some measurements on making it medical again. So we'll see.
Sick Puppy, who are you kidding? Don't lie to me, Sick Puppy. I know you Googled it immediately. Where can I test this out?
4 times 100. Yeah. Deep South.
Don't do it.
So when you guys were talking about the snake problems in Bangkok, you also showed footage of the snakes that were found.
Yeah.
And Franco7 said, this is a big snake. And they were all saying that largest nut is an understatement, you know, like it was
enormous.
Really big, the one in the tree, yeah. And Tech Symbol said, and you guys think Australia is bad for creepers.
Yeah.
I met Franco7.
Oh yeah, me too.
On Friday night.
Oh, what? Where?
Really?
That's right.
Where?
That is right.
Oh wow! Why didn't you tell us?
No! You guys weren't there. It was when we all were leaving.
Oh.
I was about to get a taxi back home.
Okay.
And I just saw Franco 7.
Random.
Walking back to his condo.
Oh no!
And I was like, Frank, and he's like, Jay. I was like, oh hey.
Oh no! This is.
It was
not
a good moment. It was a nice moment.
He didn't see me.
No, you all.
Okay.
You all
okay.
Were. I was about to.
Okay. Good.
This was. Post Natty.
Oh,
and
post me.
Sarah.
Okay, good.
Actually, yeah, he commented a while ago, guess who I bumped into after Natty's improv? And coincidentally, you're talking about it. So he replied, it was nice to talk with Jay's girlfriend to talk in German and got some interesting secrets about Jay last year.
Oh,
gossip.
Franco7 knows all the dirty deets. But yeah, very nice to meet you too, Franco, to run into you. He was actually here for 3 months. I believe he's extended his trip for an extra week because you just can't have enough of Thailand.
Of course.
Mm. Yeah.
That is all I got.
That is all we have. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, do you have more?
We do have a suggestion. Okay. There was a comment from Philip Wee. He said, since the Tiger is a Thailand lifestyle channel, together with news updates and discussions, may I suggest a written blog section? And I think we already do. And videos featuring breakfast and dinner buffet at various hotels.
Ooh.
A written blog. Do we have a written blog?
I think written blogs we do, like just about like buffets in general.
Oh yeah, on Instagram especially.
Videos, they're asking for videos.
On the website too. I will take on that project.
Yeah, Natty hogging all the
buffets around Thailand.
She would love to. Can I join?
Yes, please.
Yeah, now that is all I got.
That's going to increase our production cost by 15,000 per month.
You know,
Natty going and munching down.
That's actually a good comment. Can I just address this really quick?
Yes.
A lot of our viewers believe that we are getting paid to do certain contents, but we're not. You know, like recently the donut video that we did, some people said like, oh, this is now a promotional site. We didn't get paid a single baht for that video. Yeah. And similarly, the subsequent videos that are going to be released this Saturday and next Saturday, they're not sponsored. Like, I personally want to do these videos by myself, but of course, like, I'm easily entertained, so my impressions of them are very good, my reviews of them are good, and that's what makes them believe that we're not being paid. Yeah,
and she's very honest, so you can actually believe that she's telling you the truth as well. Yes.
And there's no we're very transparent with a lot of our viewers. I think it's very clear for the people watching us to know who our sponsors are, like who's the sponsor for GMT. I literally say it in the first 5 seconds. Welcome to GMT, sponsored by and Amanda Waterpark. Thank you, by the way. We are very fortunate to have you on Amanda Waterpark, and thank you to all our sponsors, of course, as usual. But Natty's right. We like to experience new things. We want to show our viewers that these experiences are available, and what better way to actually go and physically do it?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like when we went and had that buffet in Lumpini Park, what do you think?
We're gonna come on.
Swindle them out of a 50 baht buffet.
Oh, I wish I could join.
It's only
we can go again.
There's only a very few of them who think that. But if there was any confusion, it has now been cleared. Also. Yesterday was the last day for your entrance of the Tiger T-shirt competition.
Yeah.
All your entries are in, and the Tiger panel will sit today. There's about 7 members who shall be unnamed. I'm going to call it the Tiger's Faceless Men.
Oh, wow.
All
faceless men.
Only men.
It's the group from Game of Thrones.
Oh.
You can be a male or a female. They're just called the Faceless Men.
Okay, because you've been binge watching. Your girlfriend told me this information.
Right. May I address a donation?
Ooh, PG Santa!
Oh, yes. Sure,
sponsoring for a new desk.
Forever new desk.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you very much for a new desk. All right, well, we've kind of moved away from our laptops and more to our
iPads. Smaller screens.
We've been peer pressured. But also to provide a better viewer experience. So we hope you enjoyed today's episode. As for now, I'd like to say thank you, Natty.
Thank you.
And thank you to Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you to Carmel, the voice of God, for blessing us with her presence.
Thank you.
As well as Hot and Shy behind the buttons. We hope you have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.